I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks for listening. Today, an update on that federal indictment and who turned themselves in. Plus, tech giants in the hot seat, House of Cards is ending, and a record-setting Halloween. All that and more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, October 31st. You ready? Let's do this. The first charges are officially filed. A former Trump campaign chairman then turned himself in yesterday, as expected. The New York Times reports Paul Manafort and his business associate, Rick Gates, were indicted on 12 counts. That includes making false statements, tax fraud, and money laundering. A big part was basically that he laundered millions of dollars through overseas companies to avoid taxes. And it had to do with helping out a pro-Russia party in Ukraine and not telling the U.S. about those ties. Fox News reports nothing, though, specifically in this case about his work for the Trump campaign, and President Trump was quick to point that out. Remember, this is all part of that investigation that at least started as a way to look into possible collusion or criminal activity between the Trump campaign and Russia before last year's election. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is in charge. So both men now accused showed up in court. Both men said not guilty. They agreed to home detention for now. One other thing was revealed in all of this, and it seems more closely tied to the Russia-Trump campaign thing. A third man is also facing charges, and he was also a former advisor to the Trump campaign. His name is George Papadopoulos. He apparently already pleaded guilty earlier this month to lying to the FBI. Court documents say he admitted to lying about his talks with people linked to the Russian government. So in all, three people are facing charges so far, and people on both sides of these cases are saying this could all be just the beginning. Big tech companies will be in the hot seat today and tomorrow. They'll be testifying at congressional hearings. Although it won't be Mark Zuckerberg answering the tough questions, NBC News reports the companies like Facebook, Twitter, and Google will be sending their lawyers instead. On the agenda at the hearings, how did Russia use things like online ads, bots, and fake accounts to influence the U.S. election last year? How many people saw that content? And what are the companies doing now to prevent it? One hearing is this afternoon, but apparently the so-called fireworks are expected tomorrow with two more hearings. Recode reports will likely learn that millions of people saw posts and ads from those fake accounts linked to Russia, about 128 million just on Facebook. A federal judge just said, "I don't think so," to the president's plan to ban transgender people from serving in the military. Reuters reports the judge blocked the move yesterday, but the Justice Department says it's looking into next steps, which means there could be an appeal. The Trump administration also says it was still studying the issue when this lawsuit was filed. Say goodbye to House of Cards. Business Insider reports Netflix says season 6 will be the final season. That word came from Netflix just one day after the show's star was accused of trying to hook up with a 14-year-old. Remember, actor Anthony Rapp said over the weekend that Kevin Spacey made sexual advances toward him 30 years ago. Spacey said he doesn't remember that, but he's sorry if it happened. And in the same statement over the weekend, he came out as a gay man. Now, there's also backlash about how Spacey apologized. An op-ed in The Guardian says his statement fueled a vicious lie about gay men, linking them to abuse. But Time reports Netflix had actually already decided to end the series before this all came out. The sixth season of House of Cards will air in 2018, by the way. And now The Hollywood Reporter says maybe there'll even be a spinoff or several. Netflix wasn't willing to say yay or nay about that just yet. A woman who has accused retired NFL star Peyton Manning of sexual harassment in the past spoke to Inside Edition with some more details. And the report showed video from a 2003 deposition from this case when Peyton was just 19 years old. The former athletic trainer says Manning did inappropriate things while she was examining him. Manning says that's not true. He just mooned a friend who was passing by. There was a complaint filed at the time, and she apparently called a crisis line. Later, there was a lawsuit and a settlement. Peyton still says her story has changed and it's false. All right, other things people may be talking about today. Beer and marijuana. Fortune reports the company behind Corona, called Constellation Brands, said it's taking a nearly 10% stake in a Canadian marijuana company. The Wall Street Journal says there could be plans to develop a drink that, well, gets you high. Or should I say, a cannabis-infused beverage. Although it doesn't sound like that drink would also include alcohol. The Canadian Marijuana Company is the world's largest publicly traded cannabis company. The company behind Corona says it's betting that the U.S. will legalize marijuana nationwide. For anyone who has ever sat in L.A. traffic, you may want to hear this one. We got our first glimpse at a tunnel system there that could one day carry cars on high-speed pods that travel under big cities. Elon Musk tweeted out the picture from his Boring Company of the actual tunnel, and, well, it basically, for now, looks like a tunnel. CNBC says it's all just part of a test at this point. He's got 2 miles in a city near L.A. to prove the concept. Don't forget, Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. If the Houston Astros win, it's all over. If they lose, it's on to Game 7 for the win, and the L.A. Dodgers still have a chance. The game starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time in L.A. You can watch it on Fox. Finally, of course, today is Halloween, and Americans are ready to dish out candy and money for it. There's expected to be a record amount of money spent on the holiday. For one, Halloween candy sales are up. NPR says candy sales are expected to be up more than 4% from last year and hit more than $4 billion in sales this year. We like our candy. Well, at least at Halloween. The report says regular candy sales, though, have actually gone down. Also, pet costumes. CNBC says Americans will spend nearly $500 million just to dress up our pets. And that's it. You are ready to go. If you want to read more about any of today's stories, you know what to do. Check out thenewsworthy.com/show notes or go to thenewsworthy.com and click show notes at the top of the homepage. All of the links to the stories we talked about will be right there for you. If you find value from The Newsworthy, I always appreciate it if you can please leave a review and share it with your friends. The Newsworthy is available every day, Monday through Friday, by 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Thanks so much again for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Have a great day.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.